We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Ajamila delivered by the Vishnudutas, text number 23. Tam vivakshum abhipretya, Mahapurusha kinkaraha, sahasa pasyatastasya, tatran Tata dhire nagham. Tam him Ajamil Vivakshum desiring to speak Abhipretya understanding Mahapurusha Kinkaraha the order carries of Lord Vishnu Sahasa suddenly, Pashyata Tasya, while he looked on, Tatra, there, Antar Dadhire, disappeared, Anaga, all sinless Maharaj Parikshit. Translation and purport from His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! All sinless Maharaj Parikshit, the order carries of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vishnudutas saw the Ajamil, that Ajamil was attempting to say something, and thus they suddenly disappeared from his presence. Purport. The Shastra says, Papishta ye dura chara, deva brahmana nindakaha, apatya bojanastesham, akale maranam druvam. For persons who are Papishta, very sinful, and Durachara, misbehaved or very unclean in their habits, who are against the existence of God, who disrespect Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, and who eat anything and everything, ultimately that is sure. It is said that in Kali Yuga, one has a maximum lifetime of 100 years, but as people become degraded, the duration of their life decreases. Praye nal payusha. Because Ajamil was now free from all sinful reactions, his lifetime was extended, even though he was to have died immediately. When the Vishnudutas saw Ajamil trying to say something to them, they disappeared to give him a chance to glorify the Supreme Lord. Since all his sinful reactions have been vanquished, he was now prepared to glorify the Lord. Indeed, one cannot glorify the Lord unless one is completely free from all sinful activities. This is confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Esham tvantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te tvanda maha nirmukta bhajante mam ridhavrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. The Vishnudutas made Ajamil aware of devotional service so that he might immediately become fit to return home back to Godhead. To increase his eagerness to glorify the Lord, they disappeared so that he would feel separation in their absence. In the mood of separation, glorification of the Lord is very intense. Tam vivakshum abhipretya mahapurusha kinkara sahasa pasyatastasya tatran tarda dhire nakha. All sinless Maharaj Parikshit, the order carries of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vishnudutas, saw that Ajamil was attempting to say something and thus they suddenly disappeared from his presence. Hare Krishna. So I'm very happy that we are here in Slovenia, in such a nice temple with full of enthusiastic devotees. It's very like inspiration to devotional life, see such a nice temple. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that in Kali Yuga, there is like a maximum of years, like 100 years, and it's like everything here is like people here are like very unclean habits and actually no, they are not God consciousness. It's like more like similar like God, but it's like dog consciousness. You see that there is like they cannot control their senses. They are influencing like mostly in ignorance. And there is actually no education in like how to be like God conscious. There's many universities all around the world who teach so many like different subjects, matter like agriculture, economy, and so on. But there is no like university who teach the real goal of life, and it means like what will be afterlife, what will happen with these bodies, why we came here, what's happening, why we are suffering here in this material world. So-called society, they like they advancement means that like mostly sense gratification, how to enjoy senses more and more and more. But there is no like what will be after that. If we will, okay, we can enjoy, but after some time we see like, okay, that's not working. It's not working anymore. What's the real like solution for this, like how to be real, how to be, real happiness, how to catch this point? And we can see that we can catch this only on like spiritual platform. Here in this chapter is like a description like Ajamil and he's leaving the body. And in Srimad Bhagavatam we can see that this, can see all like how very degraded this Brahmana like became, you know, like he was like so educated and after like just he saw like some prostitute, he became attached and later on he started to live with this prostitute. And when there is another like level of what's going on and everything, and then like when he's lying on the bed, almost leaving the body, he's like calling his son Narayan. And this the whole story like appear like Vishnudutas and Yamadutas, and they start to like, hey, we should take him. No, we will take him. He's like he said like Narayan, holy name. And there's like whole arguments and everything. What is for us this whole story? That all of us, actually, we will be in the same situation. It is not that we will escape from this, like, moment of death. Everybody will, like, come to this point. And we will lying on the bed and, like, preparing for leaving this, this body. And the whole lifetime should be, like, preparing for this moment, actually. The whole lifetime should be prepared for this moment when we are going living to this body. I remember one devotee. There's actually many stories how devotees left bodies. I know only personally one devotee from Slovakia. He was just walking on the street. He was about 38 years old. He was walking on the street chanting his japa, and suddenly they just fell down and left the body. So we don't know actually when is our moment, when we will leave our body. It can be like every second. And we should be still like prepared for this moment. We should still like be engaged in remembering the Lord, remembering Krishna. There we know also like many situations where devotees were very in nice way, leaving the body. When they have opportunity to have such a nice kirtan and association of devotees. And I think the best example for us is Srila Prabhupada. How he left the body. How his consciousness, where his consciousness was so pure. He was Krishna consciousness all the time. Even his god brothers, when they came, and then they like looking on Prabhupada, they were like amazed. How it's possible that this personality has such a clear consciousness in a such condition. So we can see, like pure devotees, devotees in general, they give us example how to be prepared for this situation. In this society, they call this terminal restlessness or terminal agitation. Like when these people are going to leave the bodies. And they have many, like, the explanation for what's going on when these people are, like, see these Yamadutas and these personalities going there, the dogs and everything. This explanation is like, because they are under the sedatives, they take some drugs, so they are hallucinating, and it's like there are fear and everything. There is so many explanations. But it's again, there is like only material explanation. They don't have any knowledge what's real going on. And if you go to these like palliative cure houses or houses where people are again like preparing for death, and if you, when you ask these nurses and these doctors and this caretaker, all of them will tell you the same. All of them will tell you almost the same scenario, you know. So it's very, very nice if devotees can go such a places and sprinkle some Ganges water or Radha Kund or just sink or put their Srila Prabhupada tape. And these people have opportunity to hear Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, pure devotee. It's opportunity like every in this human life we have opportunity like to get this education, to understand what this human life for. Like when we here in Ljubljana, I remember when we were here last year, we were walking on the street with Harinam, and at the time I was distributing books a day. And Harinam passed around one boy, and this boy, he was like shaking with head and said like, "That's not possible. That's not possible." And I approached him and asked him like, "What's happened? What is not possible?" And he said, "It's not possible. It's not possible that it happens like now." Like, "What? Can you tell me more? Like, what's going on?" And from his pocket, he showed me like book, "Chant and Be Happy" from Srila Prabhupada. And he said, "It's not possible. It's not possible. I just finished this book 30 seconds ago when you appeared on the scene. I just finished this book." And I asked him more like, "Tell me, where did you get this book? What's happened? Tell me the whole story." And he said, "You know, I just came to Slovenia and I'm living in one hostel. And I came to the hostel yesterday afternoon and I found in one bookshelf this book. And I was amazed, like, wow, chant and be happy, it sounds good. Just chanting and be happy. So I start to read it, this book. And I read the book whole night, till today. And I just finished. And I finished this book, and I meet you guys. It's not possible." So we can see, like, so many miracles happening day, every day on the street. We can see that this, even this boy, he cannot like believe. It's like, "No, it's not true. I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming. It's all like dream. It's not, cannot happen." He was not like, "Okay, I can take photo with you guys. Then I can show my friends that this was real happening. It's like, I'm not like telling some lies or something." And also there is one nice, they call this building of shops. It's called Nama. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is singing like Gai Gora Madhur Sware. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Means like Lord Gaurasundara sings in a very sweet voice. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And then he continues, it's like, he's saying like, Grietako vanetako, sadahari boledako, sukeduke bulodako, vadane harinam korore. And it means like, whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, constantly chant Hari Hari. Do not forget this chanting, whether you are in a happy condition or a distressful one. You just fill your lips with the Harinama. And then he continues more, like, you are bound up in the network of Maya and are forced to toil fruitlessly. Now you have obtained full consciousness in the human form of life. So chant the names of Radha Madhava. Your life may end at any moment, and you have not served the Lord of the senses, Hrishikesha. Take this advice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Just once, relish the nectar of the holy name. So we have example of our acharyas, of pure devotees. What we should do? How we should be prepared? You can see we should still constantly chanting the holy names and be prepared for this moment when that will come to us. It can be, it's simple for those who are simple. It can be very complicated for those who want this process to make very, very complicated. If people know what's really going on in these last moments, I think they will be very, like, focused. They will be very focused. But they don't know. They just appear some very ugly human beings, you know, like these Yamadutas. Just try to catch them. It's like very, like horror. It's not like some very nice, it's very like terrific situation. So we should be prepared for this. And this whole program what we are doing should be meant for this. How to understand that we are not this body, that we are spirit soul. There is also description how many, like, in how many ways the soul can leave the body. There is one shastra, and it's like 101 different tunnels in the body by which the soul can leave the body. So by this chanting of the holy name and by this following of process by given by previous acharyas, we can go back home, back to Godhead. So I will finish here. If you have some questions and comments, most welcome.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. I was wondering, you know, you mentioned that we should be chanting the holy name constantly. So maybe you could explain how this is done practically on a daily basis. Some realization or some tips.
Yeah, if we are engaged, for example, in the morning we are chanting japa. And after these 16 rounds, we should continue more. That we should have some taste, more taste for this. If we really develop more taste, then we can chant all time. And we can, actually, we should still, like, remember Krishna, never to forget him in every situation. Like, we have nice opportunity, like when we are staying in temple or in association of devotees. That is very nice. We can still, like, somebody came to us and say, hey, Prabhu, what did you read, or this, and start asking questions, or when we are engaged in service, we can see somehow be connected to Krishna, when we are cooking for Krishna, we are puja, deity worship, and or whatever service, so we can easily chant the holy name and remember Krishna all the time. And when we are doing these activities during the day, also in the evening, our consciousness will be in the same level. We still be engaged in the service. We still be, like, if devotees, we will be dream about, like, service, how we are glorify Krishna, how we are serving to Krishna. So in this way we can be engaged 24 hours a day. It's difficult when we are not in when we don't have opportunity to be, like, with devotees or If we are staying somewhere outside of temple and we are working with people who are not devotees, so it's more difficult, definitely more difficult. But still, even which we can try to maximum, like, okay, if I am in such a situation, how can I do these things more to make it much more better? If I have opportunity, okay, I have some break time, I can read something, or I can like chant one round or something, or go as soon as possible to Association of Devotees. I can take my lunch somewhere, or I can go to Radha Govinda. You still have like some options how you can manage these things, how you can make it much more better, and how you can be, you put there more Krishna consciousness activities. If you want to be devotee and if you want to practice more serious.
I was just wondering, this idea of death, it seems that we don't take it seriously, that's going to really happen to us. So, again, yeah, how to... because if you knew that was your last day, for sure you'd go for it, but you can, you could probably push it for so much amount of time, but to actually seriously understand how to come to that point and act accordingly, that death will come.
Yeah. It will be nice if you know. It will be such a nice arrangement, isn't it? If you know, like, okay, I have 7 days, so, or 2 days, or tomorrow I will leave my body. So you will definitely make a nice arrangement. You will maybe arrange some devotees, kirtan, everything. But we don't know. So if we don't know, we should be ready in every moment, every second. And it's connected with this previous, that we should be engaged 24 hours a day, engaged in thinking of Krishna. Then wherever, like, happen, we can be ready. And all these programs, what we are doing, should be done, for that, you know. You remember when we were in Prague a few weeks ago, during one Harinam, I think it was Ekadashi? I am not sure. These two ladies, almost like we saw them during the Harinam, one fell in front of us on the ground. Another one when we was on the end of the Harinam, another lady like fell down. So we can even see the people on the streets like leaving the bodies like anything. Like every moment, like phew. So we should be ready for this. Every moment, with every action, we should like chant and remember Krishna all the time. Shishi Panchadatvaki Jai. Is it okay?
I don't know. I find that the death, it's like a negative kind of attitude. It's like fear. And we're sort of taught to sort of live life in a joyful way and like that. So it's kind of like you're doing devotional service out of fear more than out of, say, ecstasy or something. So I don't know if you...
It's like when we look on this, like, especially Western society, you can see when somebody is leaving body, it's very, like, very dark atmosphere, very black, very, like, negative, very, very, very negative. But when Vaishnavas are leaving the body, we should be in one from one angle, we should be happy. Oh, his soul is like, this is like a perfection of life. So we should be happy. And these days should be celebrated, what we are doing. The disappearance days, it should be big feast. Should be big festival. Big celebration. It's not that we are celebrating that these big personalities left us. But we are celebrating, yes, they go back home. Back to Godhead. And we should follow their example. Yeah, if you people are afraid of something what they don't know. So in general, they don't know what that means, what's happening and everything. They only see from this material view. So for them it's like very difficult to understand why devotees are acting in such a way, you know. But if you have knowledge, if you know what's going on, you will try to do your best. Even for someone who left the body, you can do something. You can help to get a better destination for these persons who are leaving the body. You can put some tulsi leaf, you can spring some Ganji water, you can put like a little branch of tulsi or something. Put garland on these like bodies. You can do something. Still we can do something. And devotees are very merciful. Yeah, also in like in Jagannath Puri there is the whole ghat where they are burning these bodies. And all these people actually coming to these places, to these holy places, to be ready left body there. Because they have understanding. It's just, this body is just temporary. And now it's finished. So I came here. Just be prepared for next destination. But if you are, you know, too attached to everything, it's like quite difficult. And when this moment will come, like time of death, oh my gosh, it's like whew, so many things inside, you know, like, oh, it's my relative. It's just like all these connections and everything. Or even if we are in the like moment when we lost something, you know, if we are attached to these things, we are like, it's very painful. Oh, I lost this car, or I lost this, you know, house and this and that. Even if we lost something small, like our watches or something, we are sometimes, or phones or something, you know, like, we are so attached. So we should also like learn how to do more like advancement in this way. And this advancement means like that we will see that we have we are giving up these sinful activities. There is no more taste in that. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.